This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The G8 summit is concluded in Sea Island, Georgia. The world's leading economic powers pledged to work together to make Iraq's transition to sovereignty a success, despite their lingering disagreements over the war. President Bush closed this meeting with a news conference, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president was clearly pleased with the way the Sea Island summit had gone. The event ran smoothly. There were no major protests or demonstrations. And high points included a photo op with the incoming Iraqi president, Ghazi al-Yawar. But the discussions this week with other leaders also underscored that differences do remain. The president was asked about one such point of contention, NATO, and his call to get the alliance more involved in Iraq. At the summit, French leader Jacques Chirac rejected a big NATO role. Mr. Bush yesterday explained that he doesn't want NATO to send troops in.
That's an unrealistic expectation. Nobody is suggesting that. What we are suggesting is for NATO perhaps to help train. Now, that would come at the request of the Iraqi government.
And there were questions about perceptions of the American presence in Iraq and whether the fact that this G8 summit resulted in no new commitment of troops means the operation will still have an American face.
No, it doesn't appear that way. There will be an Iraqi face on the security of Iraq. The Iraqis will secure their own country, and we are there to help them do so.
Over and over, the president insisted that Iraqis will be in charge of their security, even while acknowledging the necessity of the U.S.-led military force there. One potentially damaging topic to the White House came up. Mr. Bush was asked about a Justice Department memo featured in newspaper reports this week, stating that U.S. law had been interpreted to justify torture under certain circumstances. When asked, the president said the order he gave was to obey U.S. laws. Asked by another if torture is ever acceptable, he repeated his answer. Then another reporter noted that the law had been interpreted in this case to allow for the torture of detainees.
Look, I'm going to say it one more time. Maybe I can be more clear. The instructions went out to our people to adhere to law. That ought to comfort you. We're a nation of law. We adhere to laws.
On other subjects, the president joked with reporters. He was asked how the G8 leaders handled their disagreements when they get together for these summits.
Well, we go to different corners of the room and we face the wall. No, it's a... Look, we're united by values. We're united by common values. And therefore, it's a easy place to start conversations.
Ultimately, the White House views this as a good week for the president, a welcome change given the months of bad news out of Iraq. The question, though, is whether Americans were paying much attention, with the death of former President Reagan dominating the news all week long. Don Gagne, NPR News.